You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, visit electronicmediacollective.com.
How we doing?
We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. Yeah. Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome to For Your Distraction. We're coming to you live on Facebook Live. Also, you can listen to this anywhere you get your podcasts. Missed last week, Adam.
We did. Yeah.
I had to watch my kids. Didn't have a babysitter. My wife went to a concert.
Who should go see?
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Why?
She loves loves them.
Like, fair enough.
I guess. Of her favorites. You asked why.
Yeah, why?
That's the wrong question. I thought you were gonna take the bait there for a minute, but you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Like, why was the wrong question? It's a perfectly fine concert to go see. Frankie Valli's pretty great. But I wanted you to look left. Look right, look left again, and say, what year is this? Frankie Valli's like 90 years old. Up on stage, thrusting his pelvis. He's the only, I believe he's the only original member. I think everybody else is dead and or retired and been replaced. But he's up there.
Thrusting at all the geriatrics.
Oh, what a night. It's a bop, though. It's a bop. I mean,
to each their own. You know,
I'm sure I very much like him, but she's seen him in concert like 4 or 5 times.
Really?
Yeah. And she's like, anytime he comes local to us, she is going to go because she knows time is limited. So I respect that. So she went to the show in Pittsburgh. So I had to keep the kids. So had to call off the show, but we're back.
Back tonight. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted.
Me too. I had a busy day.
Title of the show, it's only April, dude. Like,
it's only April.
It's only April. We're going into May. I'm like ready for this freaking month to be. I'm ready for this whole fucking year to be over.
I'm ready for summer though. I'm ready for summertime.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of summer. Hey, there's four seasons. Like Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I got it.
There's four seasons. Which one's your favorite? I'm not talking about the band. I'm talking about the actual...
I'm a fall guy.
You are a fall
guy.
I'm
a bit of a fall guy. Like
Ryan Gosling's new movie.
Yeah. I like hoodies and light jackets. And I like the option to be like, maybe today I want to wear jeans. Maybe today I want to wear shorts. And you can do that in fall a lot.
That's a popular answer. I feel like fall has a big following.
It's almost never too hot.
I feel like autumn has a lot of fans.
But it's also not cold like the winter.
Give me summertime. I'm taking summertime. I'm a big summertime guy.
It's getting too
big
hot.
Big summer
it's
advocate.
It's getting too hot for summer.
You know what?
It's getting too hot for it.
Summer does get really hot, especially in the age of global warming. It gets really hot.
Yeah.
But you know what? Swimming pools exist. And where we live, you really only get 3 solid months of swimming pool weather, and they're June, July, and August.
That doesn't work for me. I don't know how to swim, so that doesn't work
for
me.
You know what? You can just be in the water. You don't have to be a Michael Phelps in there.
I don't know anybody that has a pool anymore. Or
my grandma has a pool.
Yeah,
I take care of it.
Your grandma has a pool, yeah. That's your grandma. Well,
you won't come. Don't give me that old shoe. That's such a comma. You wouldn't swim anyway.
I'm not a big fan of being in water. I'm not a big fan of being. That's not because I don't like getting in the water. It's because I don't like taking my shirt off. So I'm self-conscious about
pull
my
out Kevin
body.
Smith and swim with your shirt on. Swim shirts exist.
No, because then that it's like that's like the comb over of swimming. Then it's like you're obviously trying to hide the fact that you're not a fan of the way your body looks, and we all know it. You're just being a wussy about it. Dude, so,
dude, roll up with like a wetsuit or something, and just be like, "Oh, yo, I'm getting my scuba certification. Flippers, yeah,
scuba tank on my back. Dive in the bottom, just hang out at the bottom like, for an hour.
Yeah, you could be in the water.
Is that okay down there? He's got a tank. He's good.
Getting scuba certified." I'm for scuba.
I've gone wading in water before. It's just that's a young man's game.
It's you know what? I feel like it's timeless. Swimming. And you know what? I'm not much of a swimmer myself. My mom's pissed at me because I'm not a strong swimmer either. I can. I only doggy paddle. But I cannot drown if I'm in like deep water.
Oh, not me. I'm going
to
drown
my
ass
mom
off.
Like she's like, "I paid for you to have swimming lessons when you were a kid growing up. You did so many years of swimming lessons. How do you not know how to swim?" I'm like, "I do know how to swim. I just don't do it well."
But you have heard of me.
But I have heard. I think I told the story before on the podcast. If not, I'm telling it again. Years ago, went on a skating rink trip. I think this was before your time.
Way before my time. I know the story. It was way before my time.
You know the story of the whitewater rafting trip?
That's a skating rink legend.
It is a legend.
Like, that's an urban legend that they tell tales of today.
We went whitewater rafting, and I was in a boat. We were called the Stone Cold Whore Masters. We were all the guys and a couple of our friends, like all guys in this boat. And there was another boat of all the girls. So of course, we're, you know, flirting, you know, splashing them and stuff. So we get the bright idea to just jump in the water and swim over to the girls' boat and, like, tip them or, you know, just fuck with them because we're adolescent, you know, horny guys that really wanted to flirt with these girls. So we all jump in the water and I'm you know, doing the strokes, doing the Mark Spitz. And I'm on my way over there. All of a sudden, everybody who jumped in the water with me, I see him go, zoom, zoom, zoom. Everybody's flying by me. And I'm like, for my life, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm making no progress.
You're Samwise Gamgee at the end of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that was me. Like, I am not making any headway toward the other boat. And they're all there. They're already jumping on. It's like a pirate battle going on. At this point, I'm just like, F it. I turned around and swim back to the other boat. This is the point where I was like, you know what? I can't swim. that was the epiphany I had.
This might be a bad idea being on this river.
It, like, I wasn't a big fat shit like I am now. Like, I was young and in shape. Could not do it. Could not. Mm-mm. Yeah, we got our paddle stolen. We got beached and almost drowned. Fun times.
Sounds fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah, just fun times. But that was the moment I realized that I'm not a strong swimmer. Never was on the swim team or anything like that. Swimming's more of a leisure activity to me. You know, I'm the kind of guy who gets in the water and hangs out in the shallow end where my feet can touch, you know?
Yeah. Dude, you can, like, you've been talking about, like, getting into shape again and stuff like that. You've been kind of, like, lightly getting it by. Yeah, That's the perfect way to get into shape. You just swim. Get in your grandma's pool. And you're not a strong swimmer, but, like, go to the shallow end and just run back and forth from side to side. You don't sweat because you're in the water, and that's, like, a hell of a workout.
It really is. You get the resistance from the water. Yeah. No, you're not kidding, man. You're absolutely right. It is a good workout. Even when you're just, like, lounge. My problem is typically I have a big old drink in my hand while I'm sitting in the pool.
Dude, make a game. Put two drinks on both ends. Get to the other end, take a sip. Get to the other end, take a sip. You know, make a game.
Hey.
And then when you're done, where's the rum gone? All the Pirates of the Caribbean references tonight.
I'm turning 40 this summer.
Sucks to be you, nerd.
I'm a man. I'm 40. What's the the Seinfeld quote where he's like, "I don't want to be 40." Yeah, that's me right now. Don't want to be 40, but can't. In the words of Leanne Rimes from the great movie Coyote Ugly, you can't fight the moonlight. So...
That's a reference.
So I will be 40 whether I like it or not.
So when are you going to hit your midlife crisis where you're going to, like, rent a Ferrari?
Put
tint your hair and shit like that. Put, like, tints on it. Tips in it.
Oh, my God. Frosted tips. I did frosted tips when I was a young lad.
So you're primed for it. You got to reclaim your youth. That's what you're going to do. Scott's going to get frosted tips, and he's going to rent a Jaguar.
Did you ever dye your hair?
I used to put highlights in.
Did you put highlights in?
Twice. I did it twice.
Yeah, I did highlights. I did. Yeah. I did the frosted.
I got a picture
tips.
On Facebook way back when I was in college at Edinburgh with the highlighted hair.
Yeah,
so.
I did the.
It was
frosted
a bad
tips.
Idea. It was a bad idea.
I did
idea.
The highlights when I spiked the hair up because.
Yeah,
style, Hans. Style. No, I had like it looked sick. It looked sick when I had the hair spiked up.
Circa
but when it was like,
yeah,
that was later than that. But regardless, it was the early aughts. But nonetheless, when I didn't fix my hair, like those of you who are watching us live and can see the video or on YouTube, my hair is not really fixed. It's just looked like I just got out of the shower. I did. I was doing some mulch at home today, so I got a shower before I came in here. But when I didn't have my hair fixed. It looked like I had skunk stripes, like blonde skunk stripes across my brown hair.
Yeah.
Like it looked terrible. So I constantly had to have my hair spiked. Mm-mm. It was too much work.
Yeah.
So I figured to hell with it.
There was a period, a very short period of time where I had hair and both styled it and had it on my head. And I used to kind of do that. And it is a pain in the ass just trying to get the right look, you know, mm-hmm. whenever you.
You don't have to worry about it anymore. You don't know how lucky you are.
Don't say those things, Scott.
What?
You don't know the struggle.
Okay.
Just wait till you have to shave all your head. You know, wait till you lose your hair.
I mean, it's probably gonna come. I'm just grateful.
You got a full head of hair.
I got a full head of hair at 40 years old.
Full head of hair.
I do, but
they're not frosted though. So that's
not frosted.
That's the problem.
And then I changed it up a little bit. And then a little bit later, this is probably the 2010s. I got a real like Slim Shady look going on. Where I cut it, not buzz cut it, but I had it shorter,
real short,
and I dyed it jet black.
That's lame.
Like jet, like as black, it was called blue black. It was like the darkest black that you could buy, like, to do. It was sick. I loved it so much, but it was too expensive. Like, it would fade too quickly.
Yeah.
And, like, I had to keep doing it, and it was costing too much money. And after a while, I was like, I'm not doing it anymore.
You did it, like, twice a year.
No.
Twice a year.
No, I had to do it more than twice a year. Color your hair?
No, I'm just saying, just do it twice a year. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I always thought to myself, as much as I liked having the jet black hair, it was, again, it was too expensive. But I thought to myself, you know, once I get old and it starts to turn gray, I'm gonna pull off the jet black again. That's gonna be my midlife crisis.
That's not the way you do it though, right?
I'm gonna
these
be
days,
midlife.
These days it's gray streaks to the side. That's what.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Where it's out.
The silver
that's,
fox is
yeah.
in.
That's what you.
Like, there's some young people that are like dyeing their hair silver and white, like
those
for style.
Are fucking lame.
They are.
They're
look,
lame
I
as
wanna,
shit.
I kick
Let
them
it go
the
naturally. Let it go
yeah,
naturally.
They're cheating. But no, like...
I'm looking forward to the silver fox in my beard when that day comes. I'm looking forward to that, too.
Like, my stepdad, he's, like, 70, and he's still got a full head of hair. God bless him. And he's got, like, the Mitt Romney. Like, he's got, like, just this part on the sides is white. And it looks kind of sick. I'm not going to lie. I've never said anything really that good about Mitt Romney, but... Dude had some good hair.
That's
hit some nice lettuce up
that's
there.
That's the state of today's politics.
Hit some
I,
nice
I,
lettuce.
I keep saying it over and over and over again. I hate the world because it's making me agree with things Mitt Romney says today.
You right?
It's so horrible.
We used to hate that guy. Now he's like, okay.
I hated that dude so much. And now I'm like, can we go back to him? Like, can we? I'll vote for Mitt Romney instead of, you know.
I mean, even back in 2012, like I can say a lot of bad things about him, but ain't nothing wrong with that dude's lettuce. Like, it was game. It was game. Oh, what a... Then there's Trump's hair, or whatever the hell you call that.
Is this how we're spinning
looks
into
like,
the
looks
conversation?
Looks like a dead dribble.
Is this how we're spinning into the conversation, Scott?
It's what conversation?
The politics conversation.
Oh, we have to. We're having
to.
A nice conversation about hair.
It's been going on.
I'm going to have my midlife crisis this year for my 40th birthday. All of you are invited to my birthday party. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm a man. A lot of men say that. They have
I'm
to remind
a man.
You.
I'm 40.
No, I just think it's funny. There's funny things going on in politics, like Trump's trial, and it's the hilarity that ensues behind that.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. He's getting that's Republicans. That's your man. That's your presidential nominee leading the polls for the right. So.
You're really trying to get me to take the bait.
Dude, it's an election year. You have to take the bait. I've been watching you on Facebook, dude. You're bringing the old 2016 Scott
out. I know I'm trolling.
Yeah.
Actually,
I wasn't posting many memes. I was gonna let it slow.
No, you're posting facts.
I'd see a funny meme or a funny picture that was politically related that I liked. I wouldn't share it, but I would save it to an album.
Yeah.
To use at a later date. I got like 100 pictures in this album at this point. I'm like, I gotta start using these. Use it or lose it, right? And I'm like, okay, we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. I'm gonna post 2 memes a day. And that's what I've been doing.
And there's been some nibblers at that bait.
There's really been.
I mean,
I'm mainly trolling, but
it's been some funny shit. Like, you go really hard on it too. The trolling goes really hard. Like, you come out the gate from 0 to 60 real quick from the first comment. There's no lead up to the argument.
If you're gonna do it
there's
big.
There's zero right? lead up to the argument. It's like some dude making a sarcastic comment. Like, let me tell you, motherfucker.
I've never half-assed anything in my life. If I'm gonna troll, I'm gonna be the best troll on the internet. Either do it or don't.
What does it say? Game is game.
Game is game. So, game is game. Yeah. So, I've been.
we were talking about a little before the show. I think I pulled the trigger on my presidential election.
How dare you?
A little too soon.
How dare you?
After recent events. So.
I was having a conversation with two buddies of mine. We were in a group text back and forth, and two very left-leaning people and one right-leaning person. And the right-leaning person asked us, what do you guys think about Trump's trial? Is he going to go to jail or whatever? And I was talking about the case he's doing right now, the Stormy Daniels, yeah. Hush money bullshit. And I'm like, he's going to be found guilty on this. Like, he's fucking screwed.
How many times does this motherfucker like violate the gag order before they do something about that? This is like the 13th time.
But he's not going to go to jail for this. No. He's going to pay a fine, probably money he doesn't have anymore. He's probably going to use campaign funds, which got him in the problem in the first place. But or sell more Bibles, who knows. He's going to lose, and he's going to pay money. He's not going to go to jail. Now, the Georgia election interference thing, that could be jail time.
We can only hope.
But here's the thing. The election's probably going to happen before that sentencing occurs. If he gets elected president, he's just going to pardon himself. Yeah, I see your look.
We live in a sad world.
Right?
We live in a very
sad
world.
So it's like the most bittersweet thing you could think of.
Yeah.
And my other friend was just like, he thinks Trump's going to win. And this is a smart dude who's not a fan of Trump, who's not going to vote for Trump. And his reasoning for this completely clicked. I'm like, oh my God. Joe Biden has pretty much lost the Gen Z vote at this point.
I was just going to say, he's not going to win because he's popular. He might win because Joe Biden keeps shooting himself in the fucking foot all the time.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe he just doesn't want to be president again? So he's like, I feel like I have to run because people are going to be mad at me if I don't. But I don't really want to put up with another 4 years of shit because I'm 82 years old. So let me just tank my fucking election.
I mean, the alternative is Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has admitted that he is going to be a dictator.
Day one,
he's going to go in there. He's going to never leave. We're never going to have another election again.
His most recent attorney, obviously, because mm-hmm. he's go through them like fucking hotcakes. His most recent attorney argued that basically a president should have the ability like to go after a political opponent if it's justified or whatever. He should be able to do that and it not... He's basically saying a president should be like Putin in Russia, where he has the ability to go after a political opponent because, you know, he wants to, basically. Or it's so like upside down. We're living in the upside down right now where I know as Democrats, we don't have the best candidates all the time. Bernie was the best one we had and he lost. He was kind of the best one we've had in a long time for the most part. But like, is this the best you can do, Republicans? Real talk. Like sit down. Let's powwow. Let's powwow for a second. Gather around, kids. Let's powwow. Is this really the best, like, that your party can, like, bring forward? It's like this and Nikki Haley, and that's about it. And then, like, what was it? Donald Trump's, like, vice president that people were thinking that he was going to pick that
one
lady.
Well, technically, he hasn't picked a vice president.
No, but yet, there was like a big lead. Everybody was thinking like, oh, it's going to be her. They're like getting buddy buddy and stuff like that. And she like is now like in a scandal because she killed that dog.
Like, I heard about that.
Yeah, she bought this puppy to be like a hunting dog.
She's like the governor of like North Dakota or something.
Yeah, something stupid like that.
Noam, whatever.
She bought this dog for the purpose of being a hunting dog, but it wasn't trained as a hunting dog, and it was a puppy. And when, after a while, when they thought, oh, this is not going to be a hunting dog, instead of like taking the dog to go get training, she like took it out to the driveway and killed it. And was like, there we go. That solves that problem.
Yeah.
So... And but then like Biden, like we were saying, he keeps shooting himself in the fucking foot.
What'd he do?
So the TikTok ban went through in the House, the Senate, it hit Biden's office and he signed it in. Because they attach it, which everybody knows it should be fucking illegal to attach some no nonsense thing to a bill that has nothing to do with it. Right. He attached it to the Israeli Ukraine aid bill. Mm-hmm. And so he signed that in. So the TikTok ban's apparently going through.
Yes, it is. Now, it has a year before it comes into effect.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of...
They're going to sue. They're going to sue.
Yeah, it's going to be sued, and it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and I don't know if it'll hold up constitutionally. I really don't know, but...
It's really crazy that we can ban a thing based off of hypotheticals. Like, the people that have been arguing to ban TikTok, like all these congressmen and shit like that, they all are making the argument based on what might be true. And what could happen. And they banned a thing for... It's like that one lady that tried to sue that cake shop or whatever. Or she got, like, the Supreme Court to rule that she should have the right to deny gay people, like, wedding cakes if she wants
to.
Off
of a made-up scenario.
Off of a made-up scenario that she just created in her head. It's... this is a Mickey Mouse organization.
No, she actually lied and said that the scenario happened. And then they found out that it didn't really happen. You know what I mean? That was that situation.
I don't think she lied.
No, she tried to say that this happened to her.
Yeah. Okay.
But it never did. That. It came out later that she completely made the whole story up. And yet the court case still held up because of hypotheticals.
Yeah.
This TikTok band, they're just saying what if.
Yeah.
What if China's using it to spy?
What if?
With no proof.
Where's the data going? And then he answers the question, are you a spy for China? No, sir. I'm from Singapore. Are you a spy for China? We live in an insane world.
So as much as I'm against the TikTok ban, and I use TikTok, I enjoy TikTok.
Yeah.
It's not a deal breaker for me. It really isn't.
And
I get why Biden signed it, and I don't necessarily agree, but sending the aid to Ukraine, I support. Yeah. I do support giving the Ukraine army, I guess, more weapons to fight the Russians that are invading. But why was all that was together with the Ukraine, Israel, and TikTok? I disagree with sending money and guns to Israel.
It's like a compliment sandwich in reverse. I don't like this thing. I like this thing, and I really don't like this thing.
Like if they would have been separate, I don't think other things would have passed.
They should be. They should be separate.
Oh, but it's pork barreling. I mean, it's every party's done it. Every president's done. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
I don't think the TikTok's as big a deal as the Israel thing.
I don't, but and we were talking about this again briefly, and somebody made a point about this, and I agree. TikTok is kind of the only major app that we have that we can kind of successfully get like organized and like get like how many news stories have we found out about that weren't covered on the like news media in like our country until like 2 weeks after, like the Palestine, the train derailment in Palestine. Like, we found out about that on TikTok, and it was like 2 weeks went by before it hit any news networks. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of why it's pretty important.
I'll tell you another reason why. And maybe this is why it was attached to the Israel bill. Think about, like, Vietnam. Okay. That was the 60s. We didn't have the internet.
No.
People didn't know what was going on over there. The children and civilians were being butchered. We didn't know. because the newspapers were the only way we got news. Now, we have people in the Gaza Strip that have these phones that they are using to record the IDF murdering innocent people. And we're seeing it live streamed.
On TikTok.
Because you know nothing.
We're not seeing it on Facebook. We're not seeing it on Instagram.
No, we're seeing it on TikTok.
It was like when those a while ago when France was rioting and fucking flip a coin onto a calendar. The past couple of years, how often does France riot and protest? Mm-hmm. Like when you would look up France on Instagram, you just saw like the Instagram models and like the ads where it's like, oh, look at beautiful France. We're in France. Oh, this is fun. And there was like nothing about the protesting. Meanwhile, you go to TikTok, search for France protest or just Paris, France. And it was just nothing but what's going on currently in fucking Paris.
That's kind of how it is now. I've watched so many TikTok lives, TikTok videos of horrible things happening in Palestine. Genocide.
Yeah.
Genocide that Israel is committing. So, hell yeah, they want TikTok banned. So the United States population can stay dumb and uninformed. So we have no idea what's going on over there. The news media, which is absolutely fucking terrible, will just spoon feed us what they propagate.
That leads into something else I want to talk about. The protests that are going on all over the country in those universities. The
colleges, yeah. I want to talk about that too.
I was so like, before you came in here, I'd been watching like videos about it and stuff like that. And I've been catching the news and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a Google search. I'm going to see just like how the regular news media is spinning the story and everything like that for the college campuses. And the vast majority that I was like skimming through were basically calling the protests pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protests.
No. They're not all calling them. They're calling them pro-Hamas. I've seen people call it.
I've seen both
pro-Hamas. I've seen rallies. Both. That's a bullshit.
I've seen both.
It's pro-Palestine.
Yeah, here,
it's
like
not pro-Hamas.
But it's not even like, here's the thing. Like this, and this is the problem with the way that they're spinning the news story. Whenever you say things like pro-Palestine and stuff like that, immediately people think, oh, so they're pro-Palestine, anti-Israel, so therefore they're anti-Semitic, and that's the immediate.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. But that's why they write it that way, because that's the immediate thing that people, so that you got the regular people that are reading the news media think like, oh, all these college students are anti-Semitic and they hate Jewish people. And what is the liberal colleges teaching all these students? And then it just fires that fuel even more when it's not like, it's not even necessarily pro-Palestine. It's pro-Palestine citizens, like the regular, like men, women and children that aren't fighting, that are just dying. I think it's like tens of thousands of people have died so far in the past few months. And that's just like women and children.
No, I think it is pro-Palestine. Palestine is just the country, man. The country's not at war. It's Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist cell.
Yes,
they're a terrorist organization.
They are.
And you brought this up, and this is what the right loves to put out there. Well, Hamas has enough elected officials in the Palestinian government that they control it. That's not entirely false, because the last election that was held in Palestine
was over 20 years ago.
20 years ago, and Hamas did win the majority of those elections, and then they took control. And we're not saying Hamas are bad guys.
Yeah.
Like, we've said that since day one. Yes, Hamas are bad guys.
Yeah.
And as soon as they took power, they stopped having elections.
Yeah.
Because the young people that are there now would probably vote Hamas out.
Yeah.
And they're not
going to
give up.
That's the argument they made. That's the argument they made to justify it. Well, they voted them in, so therefore they're getting what they sow. All the people that are fucking dying right now, they weren't old enough to vote last time there was a fucking election.
Yes.
Like,
it's rotten. Hamas is bad. Israel is bad.
Yes.
Israel.
And in case anybody's getting it twisted, again, we saw a live video of this all the time.
Yep.
There are Israeli people in Israel that are protesting what's going on in Palestine, what the Israeli government is doing. Like, they're literally protesting in their streets as well. So are they anti-Semitic then, I guess? I guess they're... I have one question. Just one question to put out there for people.
For me?
No, just for individuals.
Can I answer it if I know?
You can answer, sure. I just have one question put out there.
Is it hypothetical?
No, it's based on factual information.
Okay.
So Just one question, just for those of you that are really against all the protests that are happening and everything like that, and super anti-freedom speech and all this bullshit. So it's not okay for students to be protesting the genocide going on in Palestine, and you're calling them anti-Semitic and Jew haters. Mm-hmm. But it was okay in, like, what was it, 2016, 2017, when the Tiki Torch Nazis were chanting up and down the streets in their protests, waving their torches, yeah, the Jews will not replace us. That's okay. That's freedom of speech. But students at a liberal arts college saying stop the genocide, they're Jew haters. They're anti-Semitic. How dare they? You answer that for me, and then, you know, we'll just move on from the conversation. That's all I got to know.
I called in. I don't know why I do this. I'm such a fucking troll. If you're going to troll big. We have a local AM radio station in the valley where we live. And they have a conservative radio host. I've called into him before. He knows me. I called in this past week. And we got into it. I'll let you listen to the audio.
I want
to
hear it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to pull it up on your phone because I'm blocked. But I brought that same thing up to him. I brought the same thing up to him. And he brought up World War II. He said, well, when we dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, he's like, don't you think civilians died? Don't you think kids and women and children died? I'm like, yes. I said, Harry Truman is a war criminal. Yes. It was terrible. It should not have happened. He did not like me saying, like, he was like shocked that I said that. I'm like, yes, it was awful. Did you watch Oppenheimer? Like, the dude who made the shit was so fucking pissed that that's what it was going to be used for. Like,
one of the scientists literally, I don't remember his Einstein or not, but one of the scientists literally quoted the Bhagavad Gita where he's like, I have become death, destroyer of worlds.
That was Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
He did that. You gonna see the movie?
No, I just knew
that. You gotta watch the movie.
I fucking knew that. I know some shit.
It's Robert Oppenheimer who made that quote.
I drink and I know things, Scott. So, yeah. So, like, when they found, like, it's not like the scientists, like, made nuclear weapons. They're like, here, haha. They were like, what we did was fucked up. I kind of wish we didn't do it. Like, did you hear that the teachers at, I was reading this a couple articles earlier today. 2 days ago, the teachers are calling for a vote of no confidence in the Texas University president because of the way that they handled the protests and shit like that. So they're trying to drum out the president of that. And then Abbott's getting, like, his shit reamed left and right because of the way he reacted to that. Because he had literal, like, basically soldiers on campus, like, beating the shit out of, like, students and, like, arresting people and shit.
My nephew goes to school at Kent State in Ohio.
Yeah.
And he was home this past weekend. I'm like, oh, what you doing home? He's like, I had to get out of there. I'm like, why? He's like, the Ohio National Guard was on the campus. The last time that the Ohio National Guard came to Kent State's campus because of student protests, it didn't end well. Do you remember what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? Good for him.
Yeah.
Good.
He's like, I got
good
the fuck out of there.
there University of Pittsburgh. That got
yeah. Columbia University, Penn, some of them got the professors walked out with the students. University of Pittsburgh, Schenley Park is right across the street in Oakland from the Cathedral of Learning, and it was completely taken over by Pitt students and just protests. And you know what? All these colleges, a friend of ours is a professor at a very small local rural
college. I got a story about that involves this.
They're having demonstrations.
I have in deep information about something that happened that I saw somebody did. I'm not going to say it on here because I'm not affiliated with the college anymore and I don't feel right about saying the information. But yeah, I was talking to somebody today about that and it's like, yeah, they got shit
happening
going on
there.
Yeah.
Like, who would have dreamed that?
It's a small college too. Like,
and you know what? Most of them, they're nonviolent. I saw a TikTok, you probably did too. Of, you know, in the news out there, it's like the Jewish students are being harassed and it's not safe for the Jewish students to be on campus anymore because the protesters are attacking them. That's bullshit. They're not anti-Semitic rallies.
No.
They're anti-Zionist rallies is what they are. And the one I saw, I don't know which university it was, but it was the big demonstration. This lady, she had a shirt that said Jew, and on the back it said something like Save Israel with like a big Star of David. She walks out with like a bullhorn into the middle of the protests and starts chanting things like death to Palestine. And guess what happened to her? Fucking nothing.
Yeah, I saw that video.
No one heard. I saw her. She was trying.
She was really trying to get a reaction.
She was trying to create a viral video to be like your homie.
Be like, see, this is what they do. And they just let her walk by. They're like, this bitch is crazy. That was the extent of it.
And you know what? There were some college protests that did have violence. There was. And this takes me back to the Black Lives Matter protests. There were so many. I went to some of those protests locally. The ones I went to, there was no violence. We were demonstrating. We were protesting. There was nothing. But there was the few instances where violence did break out because of a few bad actors. You know, probably somebody who was an anarchist and wanted to cause problems, you know? And they ruin it for everybody. And
you see Speaker House, what's-his-fuck, was speaking out and stuff like that. And they were
Johnson.
In the background saying, fuck you, Johnson. They were just, like, booing, like, heckling him and shit like that. Yeah. And, like, he, like, was making, like, dumb comments like, oh, way to spend your parents' money and stuff like that. He's making, like, really stupid comments like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, he sucks. He's terrible.
Dude, I'll even give you this. Even Joe Rogan gets it. I saw some videos where even Joe Rogan's like,
oh, like, here we go.
Where even Joe Rogan is saying what's going on in Palestine is fucking horrible. Like, they're killing and just destroying men, women, and children left and right. And they're just lobbing bombs over there just because they want to. It's fucking terrible. Like, fuck Israel for what they're doing. Even if Joe Rogan gets it, where are you at on this side of history?
When you made your last political prediction, I made the comment. I said, I think Joe Biden is going to be reelected. And I think the thing I said was, I don't see how Donald Trump has a path to victory. I said the Republican Party has not won a major state or major federal or statewide election in like these swing states since 2016.
They've been losing seats left and right.
Even the ones that they were supposed to win, they've been losing.
Yeah.
It's been shocking. And for Donald Trump to win, he would need to pick off like three battleground states. Like Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania. And even if he gets one or two, he still loses. I'm like, I don't see how he can do that. I don't see how he has a path to victory. Today, I think he's got a path.
Yeah.
I think he's got a path because of Joe fucking Biden giving all this money to Israel.
Yeah.
Siding with Israel and these college kids. Not us millennials. Us millennials, we see the big picture. We could be pissed at Joe Biden and see the alternative that is Trump and say, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Joe Biden. That's what we're going to do. But these young kids, they're not going to vote for Trump. They're just not going to vote. And Biden is counting on the youth vote, counting on it. Because these old farts, they're still going to turn out for Trump no matter what.
I predict, I have a very long-term prediction. Before the end of our life, this is how long-term this fucking is. Before the end of the life, because of the way things are going politically, I foresee an actual third-party president.
Ooh, that's bold.
Before the end of our life.
That's bold.
This is a long-term prediction, but based on what's going on, like, Gen Z has kind of like, we make this like comparison all the time. Millennials were kind of like holding the braces. We were like Europe in World War II, and Gen Z was like America in World War II. We're like, we're barely holding on. We're slugging it out, and then all of a sudden America joins. It's like, all right, let's fucking do this, bros. Like, We've been kind of doing that, but like I feel like Gen Z can kind of lead the march to possibly having like a third party president because they don't like Republicans, and a lot of them don't really like Democrats either. Like they're good at having like their own opinions and not voting just party line. So like I predict that someday, because we have Gen Z and then Gen Alpha is coming up to back them up.
They're not old enough to vote yet,
but they're gonna come up and back them
right,
up.
Right. Right.
So like I predict that someday we might have before we die we might have a third party president.
I hope you're right. I don't know. I'd like to see that, but I don't think it will happen.
Unless the country falls by that point. So, you know, there's that also. There's the alternative prediction. So
I heard the hype was real, and I thought it looked good. I wanted to see that new A24 picture, The Civil War.
I don't want
to
see it anymore.
People say it's bad. People say it's...
I don't want to see it anymore just because of the optics of how we're living.
You can just
turn
on the news and watch a second American World
Civil
War.
Yeah, I don't need to go pay in the theater to go see it. Yeah. Dude, let's get off this political train.
Let's do it.
Did you see the newest Deadpool 3 trailer?
I did.
How fucking cool is that?
That's so cool, dude.
I cannot wait. You sent me that one video and I watched the whole thing. It was just like possible
it's
predictions.
It's all speculation.
It's all speculation, but like... There's a lot of pretty cool predictions in there.
I know.
Like,
I think it's got potential to be great.
It's going to be the highest grossing Marvel movie ever.
You think it'll pass Infinity War or Endgame?
I think Ryan Reynolds, being one of the most popular Canadians to exist, one of the most popular men on the internet,
like Wayne Gretzky,
can garner enough people.
Alanis Morissette.
I don't know
if
it's going to do as good as Endgame, but it's going to fucking knock the ball out of the park. Like it's going to. There's a lot of people that are going to go watch it and then go rewatch it. There's a lot of that's going to happen.
Are we going to go see it?
Yeah, we are. Fuck yeah, we are.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Fuck yeah.
That movie, I will go see it twice. Okay. Like. I'm already saying it's good. That's my third prediction for the night. It's going to be really good. Did you see they canceled Lower Decks?
I did see that.
How sad is that?
Yeah, people aren't happy about it.
It's yeah, exactly, because it's a great show. I was looking at that. First of all, Discovery came back with their new season.
They're already on episode five.
I didn't realize till this week they had a new season.
It's the last season, too.
Yeah, so they are not promoting that show worth a damn.
Oh, I think they are. I've seen several ads for it.
I've seen none.
Yeah, you got to fix your algorithm, homie.
My algorithm's fine, dude. Politics, Marvel, and big butts.
Big titties, big butts. Okay, I knew it was one of the two. I knew it was one of the two with you. Do I know you or what? I'm looking forward to Deadpool 3, Deadpool and Wolverine. And I was not a very big fan of the first Deadpool movie.
No.
I did like the second one
that
much.
That was great.
I liked the second one much better. But this third one, with all these little cameos and Easter eggs, like...
It's gearing up to be... It depending on what it's going to be like, obviously, it could be like my favorite Marvel movie, depending on what's going
to
happen.
Well, that's early. That's really early to say.
Dude.
That's a hot take.
That's a super hot take.
That's a really hot take. That's scalding.
It has Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. It's got Wolverine, and how many other fucking cameos are going to be in this movie? Look,
if you thought
the last Spider-Man, like think about the hype for that movie.
That was good.
They just brought back the past two Spider-Man and like a couple villains, some of them not even really that popular. Like I would argue the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man villains were the most popular because you had Green Goblin and you had Doc Ock.
Sandman was pretty lame.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Thomas Hayden Church.
So, but like, think about that. This movie is that exponentially growth. That's what it's going to be. It's this times like 10 is what it's going to be. I'm telling you, it's going to be the most popular Marvel shit. It's going to get me back in the theater to see Marvel movies. When's the last time you saw me excited about a Marvel movie? Marvel anything, to be honest with you. It's been a while, right?
I can't think of it.
It's been a while, and I'm super excited for this movie.
Yeah.
So.
When's it come out?
I don't know. I should have this information, shouldn't I? I should probably look it up.
It's this summer, right?
I think.
Like soon.
Deadpool 3 release. We should ask the AI. our AI co-pilot. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, because it sucked. We totally dropped the ball when we tried to
July 6th, 26th.
July 6th.
So it's the summer.
So it's an Independence Day release.
So that's going to be fun. You're pinging, Scott.
I'm pinging, you're sorry. You're pinging.
That's all I had to talk about. That's the most that happened. Just me being angry and getting excited for Deadpool 3. That's been my 2 weeks.
Have you caught up on X-Men?
I am. Yeah. Did you watch the last episode?
I did.
Dude, I feel like after the Gambit episode, the tone of the show has changed a little bit. Like, it's gotten a lot darker. Like, this past episode, Captain America showed up.
I thought that was cool.
That was really cool. So that we confirmed we can bring back a lot of those characters. We're going to probably see an Iron Man at some point. I'd be willing to bet we're going to see a Spider-Man at some point. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, I'm trying to remember. In the original, like, 92 run of the X-Men animated series, you've watched it more recently than I have.
Yes.
Spider-Man made a cameo in it, right? Who all made cameos? Fantastic Four?
So there was an episode where there was like a worldwide event, but because it was like a 90s kids show, they didn't show like a lot of the other characters. So you saw like an image of Spider-Man swinging, but like he wasn't actually in the show. Actually, the X-Men did more cameos in the Spider-Man show than Spider-Man did in the X-Men show.
Okay.
So.
But what about, were the Avengers ever featured? Like,
no, I don't remember. I'll be honest with you, in the old 92 X-Men, I don't remember seeing a lot.
Is that first appearance of Captain America we have in X-Men?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like there wasn't, like, he seemed to like they like knew each other. Like he and Rogue were having a back and forth. Yeah. Like they're familiar with each other.
Or at the very least, they like know of each other. Maybe they've never met.
And it's in the comics. I don't know if they have it in the animated show. Rogue got her powers, like her super strength and her flying ability, from touching Captain Marvel, right?
She held on too long. But she
didn't kill Carol Danvers, though.
She put her in a coma.
Put her in a coma, that's right. She came out of it because she's powerful. And she didn't lose her power. She got her powers back.
I don't know about that.
She gets her powers back. Okay. But it was probably a MacGuffin how they didn't want to do away with her. Yeah, but Rogue's like her main thing, like her flying and her strength, and that's Captain Marvel's powers that she stole. The only mutant ability that Rogue was born with was the touch and like the take.
Yeah,
you know, but she touched Captain Marvel and got those sick ass powers.
Yeah,
It's a good one to touch.
If you're gonna put somebody in a coma, that's the one you put in a coma. Yeah. So,
Because of that, like the Avengers are in that universe, or Rogue wouldn't have ever had those powers.
Yeah, they're all in the universe, but like they didn't. They're gonna make appearances. They're gonna have to, because I guarantee Marvel's gonna try to spin this. We talked about this. I guarantee they're gonna try to spin this into maybe doing some like Iron Man show and like a Captain America show, and then bring back Spider-Man to do a show with him and stuff like that. So, I'd be willing to bet that. But we had two episodes. The previous one before that was Charles Xavier. We were in space. Space with Chuck.
Space with Chuck.
That's basically the episode. So,
how toxic is his girlfriend, though?
Yeah, right. I was thinking about that when I was watching the episode. I'm like, she's gaslighting the fuck out of this dude.
She really, really did.
Like, first of all, she gaslit the X-Men, because at the last episode of the original X-Men, whenever he got shot, sucked his ass up into space and was basically like, He'll survive, but he can never return. Meanwhile, in this episode, he's fine. They cured him. Like, she cured the alien race cured him and shit like that. It's all good in the hood. Like, he can do anything he wants, basically, at this point. And then, like, the whole thing was, like, because Lilandra is, like, the queen or the empress, he's going to be the emperor because, you know, he's going to marry Lilandra and all this other bullshit. And so they have to go through this, like, weird trial of all this nonsense. And what was it? Lilandra's sister was like, first of all, talk about fucking racist. This whole fucking race is like, fuck Earth. They're in the ghetto of the galaxy, basically. So fuck those guys. And the thing is, like, if he's going to be the emperor, he should have to go through this procedure where he has to forget his entire life on Earth. And it's like, and the Lander's fuck, like, are you talking about?
Lander was straight up like, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
what a cunt.
Oh, sister, really? Bet. Charles, get in that fucking, get in the flashy thing. The Men in Black flashy thing.
If you love me, you do it.
Yeah. Fucking gaslighting, like,
whoa,
bitch.
Dude. You,
and he was
toxic.
He was ready to go. And then at the last
minute. She must got that good good.
I guess.
For him to even, like, debate this.
Dude, that alien good good, it's gotta fucking, yeah, it's gotta be.
I don't know. But it was.
And then at the last minute, like, he hesitated, and his sister was like, oh, see, he's not gonna do it. And then
you hesitated.
And then
no, I didn't.
And then Chuck is like, wait a minute. I'm a fucking powerful ass mutant with mega mind powers. I'm gonna sit these motherfuckers in a classroom in the spectral plane, and then he's like talking to them, like lecturing them as a teacher and saying, like, hey, let's be tolerant. Like, what about not being douchebags and, like, be tolerant? Like, what if we're just good to each other? Mm-hmm. And, like, well, we can't be. It's like,
be
why?
Excellent to each other.
Yeah. Like, fuck. No, I'm saying, dude, fuck that bitch. Get back. Get you. He's coming back to Earth. Because of what happened in Genosha. So he's, I'm like, get the fuck out of that relationship, bro. Like, get out of there. Get back to Earth and then board up the house and be like, nah, don't let that crazy bitch in here.
New phone, who dis?
It's great, though. I'm really enjoying the show. They know what they're doing, and they've been doing good. They've been doing really good, so...
I'm not over episode 5. Like, we've had 2 episodes since then.
Yeah, it still hurts. The heart wants the heart wants. So there's a rumor Channing Tatum's Gambit is going to be in Deadpool 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That never got made, though, did it?
That's why there's a rumor it's going to be Deadpool 3.
I thought it was going
to
be...
He wanted to be made, and they didn't do it. So Ryan Reynolds is like, hey, buddy, just come over here and play
with
my toys.
I thought it was
going
to be the Taylor Kitsch Gambit from the...
I heard Channing Tatum's Gambit. I heard, okay. Channing Tatum's gonna be in there as Gambit.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. I like Channing Tatum.
Was that X3 that Taylor Kitsch was? I can't remember which one where Gambit made the appearance. And
no, that was Origins Wolverine.
Was it Origins?
Origins Wolverine.
Origins Wolverine.
Like the very first Wolverine Origins when he had all his memory and it was like the Bone Claws and he and Sabretooth were brothers and they were fighting in the Civil War. But like.
Oh, that fucking.
Yeah, that one. That.
Not to be confused with The Wolverine.
Which is where he's in Japan.
Which is in Japan.
Yeah. Wow. I made a lot of Wolverine movies.
I mean, he's Wolverine.
It's Hugh Jackman.
It's Hugh Jackman.
Have you watched any more Fallout?
I finished it.
You finished it?
Yeah.
We got to talk about it then. Talk about it real quick. Let's end with that.
Okay.
You did finish it?
Finished the
What'd
whole
you
thing.
Think? What'd you think, sir? What do you think?
I think the people are stupid as hell.
Why?
I just think... And,
I'm curious.
They don't know what the hell they're doing. Like, no one does. Especially the vault people, because they're, like, sheltered. But even the people who are, like, in the wasteland, they drive me nuts. Like, they're not that mean. They're not that bad. They're just... I don't understand a lot. Like, there's different factions.
There's a ton of factions, yes.
And they just, like, are doing their own thing until they're not. And it's like, okay, these guys have, like, metal suits and they could basically wreck shit. But they're not. Until they need to, and then they do. Why don't they just take over everything? They have fucking giant zeppelins and robots. Like, they should be wasting everybody.
Because the Brotherhood is fractured at the moment. The Brotherhood Sealed is fractured. So, like, you know how in the show they're like kind of douchebags and they're
huge,
like,
douches,
like,
yeah,
really evil, and they're like, and the one, yeah, that's like, I'm gonna make my own Brotherhood and we're gonna fucking take shit over. That's like not the Brotherhood of Steel for the most part. They've kind of fractured up into like different sects.
Okay.
And most of the Brotherhood is like, we wanna preserve like old technology, not to like be powerful, but so that it, like, doesn't fall into the wrong hands, and like we need to understand things going on. And there's like the Fallout 3, the game, like that version of the Brotherhood of Steel that were in that game were like basically like super good guys, and you were kind of fighting with them because you were in Washington D.C. and there was like this. The whole arc of the game is basically we want to bring clean water back to the to this part of the land, and so they were like fighting for that. And so like the whole thing is like broken up into different sects. So like, so like they have power armor, but A, like you have to. It's not like it's indestructible. It's not. It's very strong, but it's not indestructible.
Oh, we saw that. There's that. Yeah.
The ghoul.
The ghoul had the weak spot.
Yeah, because he's from the old war and he fought in power armor, so he knows all the weak spots and everything, which was really fucking badass in the last episode. When he's just sitting there and he's doing the old Western thing and he just cuts out all the lights and he just fucking fires and he just destroys all these. Oh, it was so cool. It was very cool.
There's not really very many likable characters
right now. It like everybody in universe and in the game right now the best faction is the New California Republic,
which we see them in the show.
They're broken up right now also because of the nuclear blast that went off in Shady Pines or whatever it was. So they're like, so like in the universe, and obviously because this show is kind of following in canon with the games. I never played, so like I'm missing out on some of the cameos, like especially at the end when he the dad is in the power armor suit and he flies to that one area and there's that overlook of that town. That's New Vegas is what that is. That's new law. And I never played the New Vegas game just because I didn't have time to at the time when it came
out. Is New Vegas part of the California Republic?
No, they're independent. No, they're run. Spoilers. You remember where's the scene where it went to the past? There was that like council in that Vault Tech area. And then what's his name was like chiming in on him. The dude that was like obsessed with casinos, the dude that had like the mustache stuff, he's the one that runs that.
Okay. And he's still alive 200 years later.
There's a reason. Because he's in New Vegas. And so I'm not going to give it away. I'm just saying he's there.
But there's so many people that are still alive 200 years later.
Yeah.
Like her dad, the ghoul, the other ghoul. So the
biggest change they made in this show, which doesn't really bug me. It's not like a major thing, but like that inhaler thing that the ghouls have to like shoot in order to like not
be feral.
Yeah, that doesn't exist in the game. That's not a thing. Oh. They don't need that. It's just some people turn feral and some ghouls turn feral and some don't. That's just basically what it is. So
could have, I guess it could have not been touched on in the game.
It doesn't exist. I looked it up to see if maybe I missed it in New Vegas or if there's like some or if Fallout 76 is the most recent one. I looked it up there to see if maybe it's there. It's like, no, that's not mentioned at all in any iteration of it. But that's like a minor thing because it doesn't play like a major element to the story. It's just kind of like a minor thing that exists. So
I liked the show. I did. It was.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was very enjoyable. It's a good shut your brain off kind of show. It's a good don't really think too hard about it kind of show. Like it's just there for fun, for funsies and stuff like that. But the reason why I like the NCR is not as powerful as they were in the games as they are in the show. Like they're kind of weakened is because, and this is how strong the NCR used to be, the New California Republic. They went to war with the Brotherhood of Steel. And they won. Like, that's how strong they were. But then, because of the bomb that went off in the city, it kind of weakened them and stuff like that. So, that's kind of like your in-game, your in-universe answers to why the Brotherhood of Steel doesn't just take over. It's because they kind of, a faction tried, and they got beat back, essentially.
I mean, I'm all for any kind of media that portrays capitalism as the villains. Because that's what it is in real life.
That's what it is in this show. And this is doing
it to the extreme.
Yeah.
To the point where you've got all these rich people in a room and they're like, okay, let's destroy the whole planet, wipe it out and kill everybody because we can make money off of it.
Not only that, but we can be in charge and we can make it better. We can make it in our own image, basically.
But they do these terrible like scientific experiments and
yeah,
which I'm still trying to get a grasp on some of these.
They're wild. I told you, they're wild. They're wild as shit. Like, just wait till they start introducing, like, super mutants and shit. Like, it's gonna get crazier. Like, that skull at the end, that cameo skull thing at the end, the thing that looks like a demon and shit like that. That's a real thing. That's a real thing you fight in the game. And it's horrifying. Mm. It's massive. And it sucks. And it's, like, one of the most deadliest things to exist. So, it's gonna be a good time. I thought it was really fun. You know, it was last thing I want to say about the show, what was really surprising, I love the ghoul story the best. His is the one that kind of wrapped around and made the most sense. And he was just the most satisfying, in my opinion. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
He's not a good guy, but he has a reason for everything he's doing. Kind of has a he kind of has a
find out at the end.
Yeah, that you like at the beginning of the show, you're like, this dude's a fucking douchebag. Like, what a piece of shit. And then you find out the rest of his story.
He's still a piece of shit.
Yeah, but then you find out the rest of the story, and you're like, oh, that's why he's a piece of shit.
He has a reason for being a piece of shit, but he's still a piece of shit.
Yeah, but he's now a good guy piece of shit. Which in the Fallout universe, that's as good as you can get, I guess.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I just wanted more Mad Max.
No. It gets deeper than that. It gets here's the problem with Mad Max versus this. If you want more Mad Max, Mad Max is great, but it's rather tame in the sci-fi elements and of things. This is more like, hey, this is the future. What kind of weird shit can we do?
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, we can do
weird. It's definitely we could do
that.
Weird.
We're gonna put that in it because that's weird as fuck.
Like, there's a lot of weird shit.
Yeah,
in this.
There is.
I mean,
that's why. That's what makes it kind of cool. That's what makes it kind of cool. So, Scott.
Adam.
It's at that time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Boy, time flies when we're having a good time.
How can they be a good hold of us?
How can they be a good hold of us?
How can they be a good hold of us?
If you want to get a hold of us here at For Your Distraction, you can shoot us an email at foryourdistraction@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. Search for For Your Distraction. Like our page on there. We go live every time we record on Facebook Live. So if you want to watch us right as we're recording, without Adam doing his editing and all the other magic, you can watch us right there on Facebook Live. That's a pretty cool way to do it. I like you get to see our ugly mugs and get to laugh with us.
Is it too late if you try to go TikTok Live? Is it too late to start doing that?
TikTok Live?
Is it too late to start doing that?
I don't have 1,000 followers. Follow me.
Oh, we could make our own like For Distraction TikTok.
You have to have 1,000 followers to go live.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh.
I know.
Lame.
You have to have 1,000 followers.
I'm glad it's getting banned.
So I would love to do lives. So if you search for Scotty Knows or either Malanky 10 on TikTok, that's your boy. Follow me on TikTok. Subscribe to me, whatever it's called on there. Forever how long we have TikTok for. But if you can get me up to 1,000 followers, then I can go live and we will do our Facebooks or our podcasts, excuse me, on there.
You sound like an old man. You're hitting that 40s really hard. Them internets, man.
I've had a few cocktails. What of it? You can also listen to our show after the fact, which some, you know, old-fashioned farts like to do that. You know, I know a good friend of ours. He enjoys to pop us on when he's driving the car.
That's crazy that's not the old-fashioned way of doing it. That's how old we're getting.
Oh, you listen to the audio of a podcast?
Pshaw.
You don't watch the video podcast?
It's like it became a streaming thing. That was like the cutting edge. And now it's like, oh, you didn't watch it live? What kind of plebeian are you?
Yeah, exactly. So, you can still listen to us. Listen to the audio. A lot of people still like doing that. So we're on SoundCloud, we're on Spotify, we're on, what's the other one you always talk about? iTunes.
SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
Google Play, that's the one I always forget.
We should still be on there.
I don't think I've ever used Google Play.
I don't check these things. I'm not that dedicated to checking those to Google Play.
YouTube,
stuff.
You can, if you don't watch us live on Facebook Live, you can watch the clips of us after the fact on our YouTube channel. We'll put a link to that on our Facebook page. You can search for For Your Distraction. You might find us. It's the little green emblem with our
logo.
Yeah,
the links are on the description of all the episodes, so you can find it there.
There you go. We are also a member of the Electronic Media Collective.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
Head on over to the electronicmediacollective.com. That is our Facebook network. You can find our show on there and a ton of other great shows. Adam.
Scott.
Thirsty. Our drinks are empty.
Yeah, they are. We got to get a refill.
It's a good time to end because I need a drink.
I took an edible before a couple.
You microdosed without me?
An hour or two before the podcast. A couple hours before the podcast. So I didn't really get too many drinks tonight. Yeah, I was That was a little high. Not very high, a little high. You missed 420 last week, by the way. It was last Saturday.
You mean we could have done a 420 special?
Yeah, and I was waiting for it, and then you text me like, oh, no podcast tonight. I'm a lame dad. I'm like, all right. So I dosed myself. I was like, I'm going to have a good time tonight.
You son of a bitch. You motorboating son of a bitch.